But first off the top, our pleasure to welcome, I guess, back to this program, although it's been a couple of years, more than a couple of years since he joined us. He's now the vice president of baseball operations for MLB. Here is Joe Torre. Joe, how are you?
Good, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing excellent. A bunch of things to talk to you about, and I suppose that because we mentioned that Bill Shaken's going to come on with us, we're going to talk about the Dodgers situation. Because of your experiences there, I assume you follow this, you watch this going on. How shocked are you that this has evolved or devolved into what it has?
Well, I think it's more sad than shocked. I mean, first off, you know, I'm personally happy it's on the other side of the offices, where it's on the legal side and not my side of
right.
Of the MLB. But you know, I've been around the game a long time, and I'm not saying that to boast, but the fact that, you know, the Dodgers, I remember the Dodgers in Brooklyn and then going to Los Angeles and realizing the city belonged to that team for the longest time, and, you know, it hasn't been that way now for a while. So, I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but we certainly know the city deserves a whole lot more than it's getting right now.
This is the... Well, I mean, it's new for you doing what you're doing. You're in a uniform in a dugout for a long time with some of the biggest teams in baseball. And I mean, what's it like? Are you enjoying it?
You know, I am enjoying it. I'm enjoying it a great deal. You know, there's a lot of work every time you turn around. Of course, any time there's a game played, I'm doing something. But the fact that there's no stress, because I don't think anything can compare with the winning and losing aspects of you know what goes on when you're in a uniform, and so you know the work is plentiful, but the stress is eliminated from my life, which is perfect for someone my age.
So how does your day run? Is it mandated that Joe Torre is either, well, not necessarily in the office, but accessible until the final game is finished on the West Coast?
Yes. I mean, I have you know, three senior vice presidents that I don't want to say work under me, but that work with me. And I have Joe Garagiola Jr., I have Kim Ng, who came over from the Dodgers. She was the assistant GM over there. And I have Peter Woodfork, who used to be the assistant GM over with Arizona. And, you know, they do most of the heavy lifting. But, yeah, do I have to be available every day? Yes. Am I in the office every day? No. In fact, right now I'm sitting in the lobby of the Otisago Hotel in Cooperstown because we start owners' meetings tomorrow.
Oh.
And I have been in the office for the last couple of days in Manhattan. So and I'll go back there from here. But it's the first time in my life. You know, I didn't realize it until I was offered this job and started, you know, thinking about you know, after retiring if this would work. And it's really the first time in my career, you know, first of all, as a player and then a manager and a broadcaster and a manager again, first time in my career, I make my own schedule. So it's pretty cool.
Nice change. Well, as I'm sure you heard the big story up here last week, or big impact of a story, an ESPN story talking about the Blue Jays and sign stealing. And this is as old as the game itself. You were a catcher in the major leagues. I'm sure you had guys trying to steal signs and do all kinds of stuff. I mean, before we talk about the specific allegations or the kinds of allegations, I mean, has this always been a part of baseball, the notion that someone was trying to get an edge by stealing signs?
Well, I don't think there's any question. Whatever you can get away with. But normally it's... you know, it's within the confines of the field. And, you know this allegation seems to be stemming from something in the stands. Not that that hasn't been the case in the old days. I remember Wrigley Field, and it's before I was in the big leagues, there were a couple of pitchers getting signs with binoculars and a scorecard, and they were signaling to the players at the plate. They were exposed based on the fact that they were the only two guys in the bleachers. but you get at second base, you always change your signs as a catcher based on the fact that you don't want to give yourself away. But as far as doing something, you know, mechanically or, you know, electronically or whatever, you know, then it becomes an issue. The only thing in responding to the allegation, you know, it these days with free agency, players change teams so often, it's tough to keep something like this a secret. And
well, yeah.
So that's confusing to me that you know, this would be a part of it.
Well, you have players, you have coaches, you have a manager.
Right.
Who have all left the Blue Jays organization, and none of them, I believe, have been cited even hypothetically as a source for this story.
Well, to your knowledge, Joe, has any team ever admitted, been caught? You know, like we know the New England Patriots a couple of years ago got in trouble for what they did. Anybody you can ever recall has said, yeah, we had a guy here, we were doing this or that with as far as stealing signs?
No, I don't remember anybody that's raised their hand and admitted to it. You know, there's always been he said, and it's never really gone anywhere. And you know, the only thing that it really puts a damper on is the fact that, you know, when Batista is having a couple of years, and all of a sudden it takes away from the fact that this young man is, you know, has found a stroke and seems to be doing something that all of a sudden he can do because, you know, mechanically he found something. But, you know, you don't want to look upon it as this is the reason he's having, you know, such a good year. But, again, you know, we've never been, Major League Baseball, we've never been asked to investigate this. This thing showed up in, I guess it was ESPN.
Right.
And normally if there's an issue, you know, the league office would get some kind of heads up on it, but we had never had any heads up on it. So that's the curious part about it for me.
Okay, so the obvious follow-up question, Joe, is, as a result of the ESPN story, is Major League Baseball investigating this?
Well, you know what? As much as we like to watch all these sports shows, I hate to have them dictate what we do in our office. I'd like to have it come from someone with a little more connection to,
sure,
you know, the teams on the field. So, I you know, until we get someone looking for help or asking us to look into something, I'm certainly not going to do it based on a story in the newspaper. You wind up, or on TV, you wind up chasing your tail.
Right. I mean, and just to be clear, it sounds like from what you're saying, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, it's one thing for a guy standing on second base trying to peer into the catcher and trying to steal sign. That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if anybody was ever doing something with somebody in the stands electronically relaying information somehow, however they did it, Major League Baseball would look at that in quite a different way.
Yeah, and we've been asked over the years, you know, even before I got here, you know, I think Philadelphia comes to mind for me. In fact, we had some curiosities. We played them in the playoffs because they have so many cameras in center field. So, you know, there have been things that have been investigated, and really they've found nothing in Philadelphia. But as far as anything on the field, yeah, that's all legal. Anything you can get away with on the field is legal. I mean, if you look in and the catcher is doesn't want to change his signs, well, he deserves to have his pitches picked off, you know?
I think that's what Ozzie Guillen said, right?
Yeah.
For a sense, you need a dumb catcher.
Yeah.
Well, they say tools of ignorance, though, so you got to keep that in mind. But anything that's, you know, it's sort of planned like that, then it becomes an issue. But as I say, we haven't had any complaints about it.
With Joe Torre, the now vice president of baseball operations for Major League Baseball. You are not a fan of the expansion of instant replay. Is that accurate?
Well, not, you know, we're talking about it. And this was long before my being named as executive VP here. The commissioner has a committee for on-field things or stuff or whatever to play with managers, Socia, Leland, La Russa, myself when I was a manager, but I'm still on the committee. You have ownership, you have general managers. George Will is on the committee, and that's where we talk about replay and expansion of replay, and we are discussing it. There's a lot of things we're discussing. What I'm not really for is trying to replay everything. You know, I think probably the closest thing, or the thing I should say where we're talking most about is probably the fair foul issue. You know, we already have the home run, non-home run call interference, stuff like that. But I don't think anybody on that committee is for expanding replay to the point of, you know, tag plays and things like that.
There would be some, Joe, who would say that that it is going to be difficult for Major League Baseball to expand this, expand the use of replay, if it exposes umpiring mistakes because of the strength of the umpires and their constituency. On the other hand, there would be those who would say, well, but the NFL officials have more or less accepted it, maybe begrudgingly, but have done so. And is that part of the debate and the concern?
No, I don't think it's, you know, the fact that there's replay for TV watchers and stuff like that. I mean, that's out there for everybody to see. You know, umpires aren't concerned about this, you know, because they want to get things right. They confer on a lot of situations where they, you know, if they're blocked out in certain instances. But, you know, they're really not a part of this equation as far as being against something, is all I'm saying. But, you know, the games would go on. You know, right now, the commissioner is certainly concerned about pace of play. And we had a game earlier this year, just a couple of weeks ago, actually, playing between the Red Sox and the Yankees that lasted like 4 hours and 15 minutes. So it's something that really I don't think would be conducive to the rhythm of the game if you want to replay everything. And, you know, right now we're still trying to cut the time down in evaluating the replays that we have.
So there have been a couple, and I'm sure you're well aware, probably more than a couple, very close and controversial plays at home plate, one involving the Blue Jays, Edwin Encarnacion against the Red Sox, and even a more significant one probably a few weeks ago.
Braves
Pittsburgh,
and the Pirates.
Yeah, Braves and the Pirates. You would never envision a situation or a system in which replay would be used on plays at home plate.
No, I really don't. Again, does that mean we're not going to talk about things or not, you know, going to listen to somebody who has a case to plead? No, and we're certainly not going to put blinkers on and say this is the way it is. But I don't envision that being the case. I mean, where do you draw the line? That's the thing with me.
Right.
And so, you know, the game, and I quoted this to somebody else this morning. I was watching about 3 weeks ago. It was an old piece of video on TV. Brooks Robinson was being interviewed, and he was talking about whatever the subject matter was, something about an era or whatever. But he was talking about basically the game of baseball being a game of life. You know, you walk down the street, you stumble and fall, or you make a mistake, you try to make up for it. You know, that's what baseball is. It's an impure game. I mean, an imperfect game. It, you know, you're hitters swing and miss, you know, balls go through people's legs, and it's because of technology, and it's understandable that there, you know, there's some voice that wants everything replayed, but I, you know, I'm not sure the fans would stand for it, to be honest with you, especially, you know, here you are sitting in the stands, and you're going to be relying on your iPhone here, watching what the umpires are trying to see. It's, I just think it would take away from the game itself.
Quickly, playoff expansion, is that inevitable? Will we see it next year, in your opinion?
Well, I think it's inevitable. You know, right now you're going to have a collective bargaining agreement being negotiated. It's up this year, and they continue to talk about things. But I don't know. You know, I think that down the road, it's certainly realistic to think about the extra wild card team. And I think there's been talk about it. As far as, you know, I think realignment's been talked about.
Right.
As far as making it 15-15 in each league. So there are a couple of things that are being talked about. But, you know, I've never been a big fan myself. The fact that, first of all, I wasn't a fan when the commissioner said we're going to have a wild card team. I said, I didn't like that, but then it turned out he was right, and I'm not saying that because I'm working for him.
Yeah.
But it certainly made it more exciting for teams in September. But I didn't think there was any penalty or handicap for being the wild card team in the postseason. And I think if you add another wild card team, at least it gives that wild card team another layer of playoffs to earn their way into the big dance.
Last point along those lines, there is a constituency out there, and I concede I might be among them, that suggests that the real answer here is to expand by more than one, expand the playoffs by more than one team, and add another full round to the playoffs, and then in order to make sure that you can squeeze this in, we go back to 154-game schedule. That's very dramatic. It would be very unbaseball-like to make that step all at once, but is that anywhere in the future?
We never shut our minds to anything, but I certainly think that baseball's season means so much, where other sports, football and hockey and basketball, there are so many teams that make the playoffs that we don't want to really water down what the season means. And, to add more than one and to expand the playoffs, reduce the season, that's going to take quite a bit of work, because you're dealing with players association and reducing the schedule. Now, does that mean the players are going to reduce their salaries? And
sure,
so we're getting into some murky water here, and I don't see that happening in the near future, let's put it that way. I'll never shut the door to anything.
Joe, good of you to take time for us, as always. Oh, I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you that a friend of yours, I guess, who used to patronize his restaurant when
George,
you came into town.
My man, George.
George Bigliardi wants to say hello.
Oh, is he there?
No, he isn't here, but I talked to him earlier today, and I mentioned that you were coming on, and he says, well, will you say hello for me?
I love it. It's one of my favorite people.
Thank you, Joe, for joining us today. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Joe Torre, the former manager, the vice president of baseball operations now for Major League Baseball.